If you've ever thought of a great idea to make fighting bushfires easier or safer, or just preventing them altogether, well, stay listening, because Australian bushfire volunteers are putting a nationwide call out for inventions by everyday Australians that could help change the way we fight bushfires. To tell us more, Dave Gossich is the president of the Bushfire Volunteers. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dave, this is a pretty unusual competition. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, look, we've partnered with a global energy and technology company, with Baker Hughes, and we've asked them to, they wanted to participate with us in finding better ways to do business, so to speak, and to make it safer for volunteers and communities across Australia as a result of the 1920 bushfires. So what we've done is created a program that will encourage and support innovation and bushfire prevention and management in and across Australia. And what we're doing is calling on everybody, not just volunteers, but the general day citizen who might have an idea in the background that they'd like to see if it's worthwhile pursuing. And so we know from the experience of our people that we never get good ideas developed because of all the bureaucracy, and it's important that we encourage innovation and let those ideas be progressed without costing the taxpayer. And this is a great opportunity for us to go and explore those other ideas that are out there and find better ways to do things, either on the fire ground or out in the community as such. So, yeah.
I reckon there would be a lot of people who live in regional WA. Fighting bushfires is a part of everyday life, and I'm sure they've had a thought every now and then thinking, I know a better way to do this. And I remember there was a Denmark volunteer firefighter who developed a bushfire protection shelter to help save firefighters from being burnt if they were caught in a wildfire. Are there any other ideas that have been implemented that have come from volunteers or just everyday people living in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a couple of guys, one from Cogenup and Bunbury. They partnered together and developed some new firefighting nozzles that were much more efficient. Another guy from Byford, he actually developed a water pump that was a combination of high flow, high pressure. And that's since been modified. So that was developed in the 80s, and now it's been developed and got a different brand name on it. But that sort of innovation came from him. Also looking at the programs of the Argyle community, and in community initiatives, what we're doing here is to encourage, any idea that will help prevent bushfires, help respond to bushfires, help recover from bushfires. So it's all about prevention, preparedness, response and recovery elements in the bushfire realm. And it doesn't have to mean it has to relate to bushfire fighters as such, but it can be another idea that makes a community safer. And that's what we're aiming to achieve out of this Australia-wide initiative.
And so the winner of the competition, will their invention actually be used by bushfire volunteers?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, there's going to be a number, and I don't know what that number is refined down to, say, I don't know, half a dozen or a dozen. Then this company, global company, will put its resources behind those initiatives and take them forward and see if they are worthwhile developing. And then if they are, then come October this year, we'll announce a winner of that group of best ideas, and that winner will get a cash prize of $10,000. So it's a real exciting time, and something that's never been done before in Australia at this sort of level. So we're pretty excited as the Volunteer Bushfire Brigades to get this off the ground.
Dave Gossage is the president of the Bushfire Volunteers with me this morning. Now, this comes off the back of those terrible 2019-2020 summer bushfires, which off the back of that, the final report from the Bushfire Royal Commission was handed down in October last year. Some of the key recommendations from that were a review of hazard reduction burns, a national fleet of water bombers, and better communications on the ground. How are we travelling in terms of implementing those recommendations?
Look, we're aware that that has started at a federal level. We noticed that the federal government in this year's budget has put, Morrison has put a re-establishment of a resilience and recovery group, which will be a key thing to making communities safer. We still haven't had a final sort of progress on the other areas yet, but I do know from talking at the federal level that those things are in train and moving forward. So, you know, that's at that federal level. At a state level, there's still a number of Ferguson inquiry matters to still be dealt with as per the recommendations. And we've recently met with the new minister, Rhys Whitby, and looking forward to having another meeting with him to see what's in the state budget and moving forward collaboratively into the future.
Dave Gossage, appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
No worries at all.
President of the Bushfire Volunteers there. And if you'd like to apply for that competition, you can head to www.bushfire.org.au/programs/IDP